No, I didn't ask her. It didn't matter. She liked me. And more important, she needed me. That's what mattered, and I loved her. I was going to tell you, no, when I left the bank, I applied for my present job with this double glazing company. I thought it might, you know, increase my standing with her, since she seemed to have a liking for double glazed men. Ridiculous. We laughed about that later. Anyway, she came out, and we married quietly, and we got a joint mortgage on number 53, and we lived there ever since. With never a cross word, I'm happy to report. So what do I say? I hate you, Vic, because of what you did to the most beautiful woman in the world? Well, thank you very much, Vic, for being instrumental in arranging for me to marry the unattainable girl of my dreams. Difficult to know which to say, isn't it? All right, I know you might well say, what about her? What about poor old Nervous? Well, all I can say is, without prejudice, that man she was engaged to originally was really disgusting. He really was. He treated Nervous like, well, there were times when, not just me, you understand. We all could have done in that bank. This man, he treated her as only a handsome man can treat a beautiful woman, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. I think I do.